The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I just talked about being different, being characterized by calm, peace, hope, rather than the fear and the hysteria that we are absolutely surrounded by. I keep telling you, don't watch much of the news, if any, and don't read the newspaper. Can I give you an example? This story was posted by the Columbus Dispatch. Let me get the time here so I get this right. Posted at 4:04 p.m. today. Columbus Dispatch, okay, 4:04 p.m. today, a little over an hour ago. Now, let me preface what I'm going to read to you. For 3 days now, all of the COVID-19 news in Ohio has been good. All of it. Every measurable statistic has been good. Hospitalizations, down. ICU, intensive care, down. Deaths, down. Number of new cases, down. Positivity rate, down. For 3 days now, we have had nothing but good news. Nothing but good news. Okay. It's 3 days, all right? I got that. But listen to this headline at 4:04 p.m. today. By our local newspaper, big letters, newly disclosed White House reports detail how COVID-19 is ripping through Ohio. What? Things are better, quite a bit better. Some of the figures are like half what they were 4 days ago. Big dip in the number of deaths, big dip in the number of total cases. Positivity rate below 5%. And yet here's the headline today, 4:04 p.m. Newly disclosed White House reports detail how COVID-19 is ripping through Ohio. Now, what would you think if you didn't know the facts and you just read that headline? Here's the first sentence. The COVID-19 pandemic is affecting not just Ohio's major metropolitan areas, but is ballooning through the state's rural counties, weekly White House reports provided to state health officials show. Now, I'm not even going to read the rest of the report. I don't need to, because I've looked at the facts from the Ohio Department of Health website. I looked at Johns Hopkins' latest report today on positivity rates and so forth. Like I said, people are living in absolute fear because they read the news and they listen. Joy and I live in a particular neighborhood in Westerville, and there is a neighborhood email kind of thing program. It's a blank, blank neighborhood, whatever. And, people join it to get news in the neighborhood, and people can post, hey, I need my roof repaired. Hey, I got water in my basement. Who do I call? All kinds of stuff. Well, a couple of days ago, There was a post on the neighborhood site. Somebody, I don't remember, was a woman or a man, doesn't make any difference. They drove by the only swimming pool that I know of that's open anywhere around here. There was one privately owned swimming pool in Westerville that's open. Joy and I drive by it often, and usually there are a handful of people there. I think they're swimming lessons, okay? There's a handful. Now, on a typical summer day when we had all the 90 degrees, that swimming pool would have been packed, jammed to capacity. A handful. A few kids, a few adults. Okay. Someone posted on this neighborhood site, I drove by blank, blank pool. I won't mention what. I drove by. I was shocked. I saw children in the swimming pool, and they were not social distancing. I don't know what to do. And then they went on and on. Now, they drove by. They had no idea what was going on. They have no idea whether the groups were families. They had no idea the rules and regulations that the pool was administering. But they were flipping out. And then the phrase that caught my attention. We will never get over this virus until everyone realizes how serious this is and starts doing their part. The person obviously was hysterical. They were afraid for themselves. And here were some kids actually enjoying a swimming pool. And because a group of kids were out there enjoying themselves in a swimming pool, by the way, the chlorine in the water kills the COVID-19 virus. But somehow, some way, one of those kids might get the virus, and somehow, some way, they might give it to that person who drove by in the car. And I just thought, how unbelievably sad to live that way. Constantly looking for somebody to snitch on. Living in fear and hysteria. And this brings me to my point of the previous caller. These are almost unprecedented times. People are getting discouraged, despondent, fearful. I mean, even hysterical. People are getting hysterical over this. Those of us who know Jesus and serve a sovereign God should be the most calm, peaceful people on the planet. Now, does that mean because we serve a sovereign God, we throw caution and care to the wind? Of course not. Of course not. But we should not live our lives in fear. Now, I've said this many, many times. I am high risk. So is Joy. We're both in our 70s. I know we don't look it, and we certainly don't act it, but we are. I'm diabetic. I had a heart attack several years ago. I've got, I remember, 2 or 3 stents. I mean, I'm high risk. And I can honestly say, I don't have any fear of this. Joy and I both think we've already had it. We really do. And I'll be having my regular diabetic blood work drawn coming up. And it would not surprise me at all that I've got the COVID-19 antibodies. But I know this. God will not allow anything to touch me that does not come through him first. I know that. And we who trust in God's word, we who follow Jesus, We who believe in a sovereign God should be so different from the world around us. So, folks, learn this. You have no right to a reputation. You have no right to a reputation. The followers of Jesus many times had a horrible reputation. What was the reputation of Jesus? Check it out. Had a terrible reputation. When you come to Christ, you give up your right to a reputation. But you need to be very careful about your testimony. Now, what's the difference between reputation and testimony? Okay, most of you know this, but if not, get this. It's very important. Reputation is what people think of you. Who cares? Your testimony is what people think of Jesus because of you. Got that? Your reputation is what people think of you. Most people are consumed and obsessed with what people think about them. What will people say? What will people think? You gave up your right to a reputation when you came to Jesus. And yet that's what most people, even Christians, are consumed with. Your testimony, on the other hand, is what other people think of Jesus because of you. And often we don't care. I have my rights. And we act in ways that bring reproach to Christ because we are far more concerned about our reputation than we are about our testimony. Surrender your reputation to God and make sure your testimony is Christ-like. All right, final break, and then we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Now, we don't have a whole lot of time left. Kind of a potpourri of catching up on things. The riots in Portland, Oregon continue now 10 weeks, 10 straight weeks of so-called protests, actually riots. Every single night, a pattern has developed. Peaceful protests start about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then about 10 o'clock at night, they turn violent for 10 straight weeks. Well, the mayor of Portland and the governor of Oregon said it's because Donald Trump sent in federal agents. That's the only reason that they turned violent. So the federal agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, said to the Portland police, the mayor of Portland and the police, okay, if you promise you're going to protect federal facilities, we'll pull the troops out. You don't want them here? Okay, we'll pull them out. So federal officers, for the most part, a few have been left behind, but most of them have left Portland, Oregon. The result? Headline, Portland protests grow violent as feds step back. Now, who is the liberal Democratic mayor of Portland? Now, who is he going to blame this on? Then I told you it was going to happen. I told you that the liberal left mainstream media would say Donald Trump killed Herman Cain. Yep, sure did. Chris Cuomo on CNN did not use those words, but he certainly implied strongly that if it was not for Donald Trump, Herman Cain would still be alive today, because Herman Cain went to the Tulsa rally with President Trump. So Chris Cuomo has blamed the president for Herman Cain's death, basically said the president killed him. And then he said this, I wish this president have no peace until he thinks about what he's exposing people to. And then there's this story. Wow. There has been a large-scale effort to get minorities into the legal profession in California. More attorneys, more judges, and so forth. California legal legal schools, law schools, for years have been giving consideration to people because of their race, lowering interests, standards, and so forth. And that hasn't happened. So listen to this. For more than three decades, California has clung to one of the nation's toughest testing standards for law school students, hoping to practice law in the most populous state in the country. But this month, the California Supreme Court, which oversees the state bar, agreed to lower the passing score for the exam. Really? If I were a minority, I would be deeply, deeply offended by this. Wouldn't you? The state of California is saying minorities are not smart enough to pass the regular bar exam. So because of you, because you're not very smart, we're going to lower the standards for the bar exam. I'm not a minority. Well, I could very well be in the minority soon. But I honestly would think that if I were a black, a Latino, I would be deeply offended by the condescending attitude of the California Supreme Court. We'll just lower the standards in order to get more minorities in the legal profession in California. That's the way the liberal left gets equality. Wow. Hey, folks, thank you for joining me. Please remember what I said about the difference between reputation and testimony. Think about it. Meditate on it. Please. Have a great evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.